WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. We found out last hour President Biden is asserting executive privilege over the audio of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur, who investigated his classified documents case. The move is an attempt to block House Republicans from holding Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. The prosecution's final witness, former presidential fixer Michael Cohen, going back on the stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
What Trump's defense lawyers want to do, I'm told by sources close to this case, is show that in their view, Trump never had criminal intent.
The U.S. military's finished building a dock off Gaza to help get food to starving Palestinians. Correspondent MTS Tayyab reports from Israel.
More than 2 months after President Biden ordered its construction, the floating pier is now finally in position.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Washington County District Attorney will look into possible charges against State Representative Janelle Branchon. The Wisconsin Election Commission accuses her of an illegal scheme to steer $40,000 to Adam Steen, who ran against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss 2 years ago. Four other Wisconsin prosecutors have declined to take the case. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin today. She's courting black voters in Milwaukee. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows only 37% of Wisconsin's black voters say they feel very enthusiastic about voting in November.
If that switch doesn't happen and that enthusiasm gap isn't kind of made up, probably around like Labor Day or so, then I think folks are in trouble.
Democrats.
Yeah.
Community organizer Angela Lang speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Hyde Center for the Arts in Chippewa Falls has announced they have raised the necessary funding to add accessible parking spaces at the center. According to a press release, the new parking lot on the north side of the center will be able to provide an additional 27 spaces for residents. Chippewa Valley Cultural Association officials say that now that funding for the parking lot has been secured, they expect to begin construction this summer. Work on the parking lot is expected to be finished by mid-October. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced construction is set to get underway on a 5.5-mile project on Wisconsin 27. According to the DOT website, construction on Wisconsin 27 from the Eau Claire and Chippewa County line to Wisconsin 29 in Cadott will get underway on Monday. The roadwork will include resurfacing pavement, repairing the Paint Creek Bridge, adding rumble strips to the center line, and upgrading the guardrail. Wisconsin 27 will remain open with some single-lane closures. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers bombard the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Pittsburgh jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Then the Brewers turned it into a home run derby. Milwaukee with five batters with home runs on the way to a 10-2 victory over the Pirates to win the series. It started with William Contreras and his shot to right field in the third. The Brewers' Joey Ortiz.
Yeah, usually William is the one to open the floodgates if anyone. He's hitting extremely well right now, and so when he gets going, it's pretty fun.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, I was pleased with today's effort at the plate. You know, Ortiz, sneaky, has been good against righties and lefties. And Churio looks like he's gaining some confidence. Contreras is out of his mind. Like, it's epic what he's doing.
NFL schedules are out, and the Packers will be playing on Thanksgiving, this time in primetime at home against the Dolphins. College basketball, UW Green Bay introducing Doug Gottlieb as their new head basketball coach.
Places like Wisconsin, those are the places that are special, and it really feels like home. Like, Wisconsin's a place where people still wait for you at the airport.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late-day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny, with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Siskel and Ebert producer John Davies and meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins the show to discuss tick season. Should be a great show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And it's a Temptations only Motown Monday today. You know, before we you know, went to break, I was talking about the American dream. And so, Calvin, do you know what the American dream is? You know, I knew as a young man, but do you know what the American dream is?
I mean, to me, I guess the American dream, specifically, you always think of a white picket fence and a house with a garage and that kind of thing.
844-967-2789. Ask the same question to you, the listening audience. Do you know what the American dream is? 844-967-2789, because you know, there is a definition of what it is. We'll take a couple seconds to see if anybody wants to weigh in. But I clearly know what it is. And as I stated before, you know, I've lived the American dream, especially as a young man, you know, being able to raise a family, you know, being able to, you know, own a home. Here's the definition of the American dream. Go banking determines this. The dream, they define the dream as getting married, raising two children, and owning a home, a car, and a pet. You can almost imagine then tooling around in one of these little plastic cars from the Game of Life. The site ran the numbers of every state, factoring in a mortgage, annual health care costs, utilities, education, groceries, pets, and child care, After tallying the expenses, researchers doubled them to account for discretionary spending and savings. So, in Hawaii, the American dream will cost you $260,000 a year. I understand it is Hawaii, and certainly things are a lot more costly in Hawaii. Where, you know, let's look at Illinois, breakdown of costs. In Illinois, a mid-priced American state ranked as 26th least expensive among the 50. So this is right in the middle. Number 26 ranked for the least expensive place to live out of the 50 states, Illinois. The median home price in Illinois is $260,000. Annual child care costs $24,000. Annual mortgage costs $21,000. Car costs $10,000. I don't know what kind of car you're getting today for Calvin for $10,000, but you can't find anything unless it's 10 years old for $8,000. Grocery costs $10,000. Healthcare costs $8,000. Utility costs $6,000. Education costs $2,500. Pet costs $1,800. Total annual cost $80,000. Full cost of the American dream, $160,000 a year. I don't think you can say that Joe Biden is the reason that these costs are what they are. I don't think under 4 years of President Biden that the average cost for a middle-class home is $260,000 in, again, the 25th, 26th cheapest places it is to live in the country. You can say Joe Biden did those things, but you would be 100% incorrect. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning. I have a couple of thoughts on what on the current subject, and I believe I know what the current American dream is. What I'd like to see the American dream be, ideally, would be a change in values and caring for one another, prioritizing human needs, and, you know, taking a look at consumerism and capitalism and how it's devastated our environment and planet. It comes down to values.
Well, Mary, you know me and I know you, and that does not surprise me. But to try to get people to value other human beings is almost an impossible thing to make happen. You know, people just don't seem to care about other people. And I don't understand it. We're only on this planet for a short time, Mary, and then we're gone. But this thought of me, 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 I, as if, you know, what's the axiom? No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man is his brother. Adhering, you know, to the needs of his brother. It used to exist somewhat, Mary, in the past. But we're so far removed from that now, I don't know if we can ever get back there.
Possible that climate change might bring us to our knees, unfortunately. So good day, Earl.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always. What does the American dream cost in a lifetime? Another report released in December by the financial media site Investopedia estimates that the American dream costs across the entire lifetime $3.4 million. That's a staggering sum. Investopedia observes, considering what the average American earns in a lifetime, about $2.3 million. Here's how Investopedia breaks down the itemized cost of the American dream. Lifetime cost of health insurance, $1 million. Average home cost plus mortgage, $800,000. Cost of raising two children, $600,000. Lifetime care costs for a car, $280,000. Lifetime cost of pet care, $70,000. College costs $48,000. Wedding and engagement costs $38,000. Cost of two babies being delivered, $6,000. Retirement costs $800,000. And funeral costs $8,000. Man, Kevin, I don't think I'm going to make it. Hey, man, I'm not in that ballpark, right? But you think about that. That's the average person. That means there's 50% of the people who are way well below that, who are struggling every day. And we can't seem to wrap our arms around this. But this is where politics comes in. And this is why I call it politics, both sides of it, because they know these numbers. They know what's going on. They know that the American people are struggling, both Democrats and Republicans. Both know how difficult it is for people out here. But where I draw the line is when they say, well, you know, Joe Biden did this. That's not true. Both parties are guilty of not addressing the issues that impact and affect the average everyday citizen because they have different masters, and the masters aren't you and I. That's at the root of it. That's what the real problem is in this country. The fact that the elected officials, far too many of them, have a different master than you and I. I can only reach out to a couple who have the courage to speak out and tell the truth. It just so happens they happen to be on the Democratic side. You ever hear of a guy named Bernie Sanders, Calvin?
I'm familiar, yes.
He's always talking about this. Elizabeth Warren. They're always talking about this. They get drowned out. Well, you know, they're a couple of wackos. They're wackos because they care about the average person sometimes who's lost in the shuffle. The average American who doesn't know where to go, does not know how to address what's happening to them. And then every 4 years, there's somebody knocking on the door saying, vote for me. I'll put a chicken in every pot. There's somebody knocking on the door saying, vote for me for mayor. I'm going to change things for you. You know, every 4 years, there's somebody saying, vote for me as governor. I'm going to change things for you. Then there's somebody on the state levels for every 2 years, vote for me. I'm going to change things for you. If all of those people focused on you and me, we wouldn't be talking about this. So the question becomes, how do we fix that? How do we fix it? The system that we're working with right now is broken. And so people have to have the courage to have those conversations and get people talking about these things, or the American dream is going to be even more and more difficult for people to reach in coming generations. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Running away with me.
The Tap.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, best of the Temptations, if you will. You know, I just got through talking about the American dream and why it's lost and what it's going to take to get it back. It's going to take a major focus from politicians and pressure applied to politicians by the American people. It's the only way it's going to come back. It's going to continue to be out of the reach of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren because of the way it has been, you know, destroyed. Now, so what is the focus that's more important than, you know, working towards getting the American people an opportunity to live a better lifestyle? Well, we got a guy running for president right now. He's called the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Destroyer in Chief. Trump vows to crush anti-white racism if he wins in 2024. So this is his focus. Okay? His focus is not on addressing what is happening with the middle class. Joe Biden is. He's trying. There's no question about it. He's trying. He's talking about the things that impact and affect the average everyday Joe. So Donald Trump, this is in today's USA Today, lending his voice to anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion fervor, sweeping the Republican Party. Donald Trump telegraphed a dramatic shift to America's approach to civil rights if he wins. A second term as president, vowing to focus on anti-white racism, not on racism against people of color. What? So why is he talking about that? You know, anti-white racism is what Donald Trump vows to address if he's reelected, not what it's going to take to give an opportunity for every American to live the middle class dream and live the American dream. I don't, you know, I understand it. I really do. But for those who support him, and he makes these kinds of statements, asked about supporters who believe anti-white racism now represents a greater problem than anti-black racism, the former president told Time magazine, "I think there is a definite anti-white feeling in this country, and that can't be allowed." In the exclusive interview, Trump also said he would use the U.S. military to deport 11 million undocumented immigrants, deploy the National Guard to quash protests, and gut the United States Civil Service. And this is the guy that some people want to be president of the United States. All I can do is shake my head. He's clearly told you what's in his heart, what's in his mind, has nothing to do with trying to bring the middle class back. So what's more important? What's more important? Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning. Yeah, this is more of Trump's, you know, and the so-called Republican Party's rhetoric. Just stir up fear, anger, and hatred among the faithful and try to lop it over to other people, too. I read a post not too long ago, and the person basically was saying, you know, all the white people in this country are being prejudiced against. And we had a little conversation online, which ended with him saying, well, you just wait until those immigrants rape your wife or your daughter and steal your job or force your kid out of college. Excuse me? I mean, this is the kind of thing, the kind of rhetoric that these people actually believe. What they need to understand is it's the thing that's keeping people from the American dream, and you were pretty well covered it, is not the immigration, whether it is undocumented or whether these are legal immigrants. What's keeping people from the American dream is little things like, for instance, in the state of Wisconsin, we haven't had the minimum wage raise like many other states have. Little things like the Walmarts and other big corporations that keep people on a part-time basis so they don't have
benefits. No
any
benefits.
Kind of benefits. Yep. You know, people that are legally, I call it cheating on their taxes, basically they're getting huge multi-million dollar gains, but they're not actually taking the money out, even though they keep on getting more and more and more wealthy. And money is not a zero-sum game in any place that I've ever heard of, but what you can do is you can hoard the money and keep other people from getting it, and that's essentially what the very rich people are doing. I mean, we're looking at the wrong people if you're looking at immigrants. We're looking at the wrong people if you're looking at people of color. You need to be looking at the rich people and the big corporations that are doing this. Politics are pretty far left.
No, Jack.
Bad.
So why are they considered far left? They're common sense. They're right. How is it possible that the truth is somehow, you know, there is no bartering on what's truth and what's false. Am I right about that, Jack? Why are we bartering that?
if you're in the MAGA party, I mean the Republican Party, there is bartering on what's true and what's false, because you keep on hearing things like, you know, trickle down economics that has never worked. You keep on, you know, hearing things like, oh, you know, the Biden crime family. What? Excuse me?
Well, Jack, thank you very much for the call. As always, 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us at any given time. It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Guaranteed income programs are controversial in some circles, but research shows they're working. They give cash to low-income households with no strings attached. Rachel Barnhart is with a nonprofit that facilitates these programs around the country. A study by the Urban Institute looked at how that money is spent in Austin, Texas.
A majority of the cash payments was spent on housing, and we saw an increase in housing stability.
Madison had a privately funded guaranteed income program in 2022 and 23. A Wisconsin emergency room doctor is a recent four-time winner on Jeopardy and headed to the game show's Tournament of Champions. Dr. Amy Hummel's episodes aired in late April and early May. She won $101,000. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A towing company filed a lawsuit against St. Croix County and its sheriff earlier this month relating to payment for a car picked up from the scene of Deputy Katie Lysing's death in the line of duty. According to the lawsuit, Mike's Auto Body of Glenwood City was called to tow the vehicle involved in the incident, but a week later, the Department of Justice didn't want to pay the full bill. Following a critical email sent to other towing operators by the company, Sheriff Scott Knudsen said he would be moving to dissolve their towing agreement. The Beacon House in Eau Claire is accepting donations for a project to make the environment more welcoming for kids. According to a WQOW report, the family shelter is hoping to turn their concrete outdoor space into a garden space and are asking for things like a covered sandbox, a water table, and a bike rack in addition to monetary donations. The Eau Claire Garden Club will also be hosting a plant sale fundraiser at Plymouth Church on Saturday to raise some of the money needed to improve the outdoor space. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. When a show becomes a hit, it's easier to get big stars to sign on, such is the case with Only Murders in the Building, which is about to launch Season 4. Entertainment Weekly reports that a new trailer was released on Tuesday, which showcases all the new faces, which include Melissa McCarthy, Zach Galifianakis, Eva Longoria, Meryl Streep, and Molly Shannon. How's that for star power? It also doesn't hurt that people want to work with comedy legends Steve Martin and Martin Short. And Selena Gomez isn't too shabby either. Only Murders drops on Hulu August 27th. Are you ready for more Terminator? The franchise's latest installment is an episodic animated series set in Tokyo in 1997. Entertainment Weekly reports the show will have more of an emphasis on the horror genre from the first two feature films. Head writer Mattson Tomlin says the series will have all original characters and will take place just before Judgment Day. Episodes for the show will drop August 29th at 3 a.m. You can have the entire season completed by lunchtime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm through early this afternoon, then becoming partly cloudy with a high near 70 today. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. Saturday, a late day thunderstorm, otherwise sunny with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of Thursday Tangents with Lukester. It's Luke Mathers right here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All temptations all the time. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been talking about the American dream. I've been talking about what happened to it. I've been talking about, you know, as election time is upon us again. You know, I've been around long enough to have seen all these different elections and what is promised and what will change if we just elect so-and-so to this office. I don't care what office it is. You know, they're going to make changes. Well, you know, it's hard to make changes in a society when the people who represent you aren't, you know, in a position or choose not to be in a position to do what is necessary to change what happens to you in this society. We can talk about how great our nation is. And it is that in some ways, you know, wealthiest nation on earth. But the wealthiest nation on earth shouldn't be faced, and people who live in the wealthiest nation on earth shouldn't be faced with dealing with the kinds of issues that we deal with far too often in this country. And let me do this before I go to the phone line. So Social Security, this is in today's Washington Post. I receive Social Security. I'm a Medicare receiver. And I'll tell you, man, it makes my life less worrisome as I'm aging. To know that's there for me. And I don't have to do anything to get it. I'm not alone. That was the whole purpose of it being founded and the impact that it's had on the as we age in the society. Those who thought of it, who created it, man, God bless them. If you knew how many people's lives it's improved because of Social Security and Medicare, you know, you can't even count that. But what about it? So why is it in such trouble? Social Security and Medicare finances look grim as overall debt piles up. Now, so the main concern for these programs and why they're in such jeopardy is because of continued tax cuts. So there's this big debate about whether or not Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy, which are going to be expiring, should be continued. What are they talking about? Listen, so I hear people say, well, Earl, you benefited from the tax cut that Donald Trump gave. It's so minuscule for those of us where I am. It hasn't changed my life any, not one iota. As a matter of fact, if it's going to make any difference to those who receive Social Security and Medicare in the future, take back my tax cut. It's not going to change my life, but it will for those at the top. Well, it's not going to change their lives. They're already more than taken care of. But by that alone, if those dollars were infused back into the society, Social Security and Medicare would be a lot more stable. That's a fact. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. As Tom from L.A. would always say, it's the money. Get the money out of politics. That would make a huge difference. Also, you know, if you look at, I was just hearing about Trump's little tirade at Mar-a-Lago this last weekend for his donors only private meeting, where he was crying that they weren't giving him enough money, and it was a $40,000 a plate fundraiser. Those are the people who do not care if you or I are suffering and our outlook looks bleak. They have the money So who cares about the serfs, so to speak? As far as Social Security, I've said this before on this show, Congress borrowed $2.9 trillion over the years out of the Social Security fund and did not replace that money. And that's another big reason. And I remember in the mid-80s, they were talking about how we weren't going to have enough money in Social Security by the end of the 90s. And yet here we are, you know, 30 years, 40 years later, and we're still having the same talk that we're going to keep running out of money, yet we never do. So I think it's a big, giant scare tactic myself, and that's what the Republicans love to do. They love to keep people living in fear of all this happening when they could easily take care of it, but there's no way of controlling the masses unless you keep them all in fear.
Well, well said, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. I don't know about you, but if my Social Security check fails to come in every month, it would have some impact on my life. I mean, I don't live large. So the fact that my Social Security check, which I've grown accustomed to, is a part of what I do and how I live. If they took it away, it'd have some impact, no question, on my life. Let's go to Tom from Oconto. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for calling. You say what, sir?
Good morning. So I somewhat disagree here in the reasons that there are all the questions about the security of the Social Security program. You know, people have to pay in to have money to go out. And we have so many people that are either not working or they're busy doing TikToks or side hustles or selling stuff at eBay or all these little things rather than a traditional career where they both pay in Social Security, and also their employer does too. So I think that has a whole lot to do with it. Plus, I don't know if Social Security was ever intended to be the sole source of income when somebody retires. I think there's a lot of onus on people to actually save some money so that when they do retire, they don't have to worry about, are they getting enough money from Social Security? Can they pay for their drugs? Can they buy their groceries? Can they feed their cat? Whatever. I mean, there has to be some onus on the people receiving the benefits or that are going to be receiving the benefits in making this happen. Can't just rely on the government to just hand you things.
Well, Tom, first off, Social Security is not a handout. You know, if you didn't put anything in, for the most part, you don't get anything out unless you are like the young man that my wife and I are raising, totally disabled, born disabled, will never be able to obtain work. So it's something called SSI that was put in place to address the people in this country who were just born in a condition that they can't do the things that you were saying. And they could have done two different things. They could have said, well, to hell with those people who are disabled and they don't deserve anything because they can't do for themselves. They're not deserving of it. Or they can do what was put into Social Security, built into it, from a humanistic viewpoint, to make sure that people had an opportunity to at least survive. So you say these things about, you know, I talked earlier about the American dream and what it cost. And so the average person is having trouble trying to obtain that American dream. And I remember doing a show about a woman who worked over 30 years She worked over 30 years at a fast food place, man. She didn't have any money to retire. So, yeah, Social Security for some is a lifeline. If it's not a lifeline for you, then, you know, congratulations. But it is for a lot of people. You say what?
Person that thought that they were going to retire after working fast food for 30 years, that maybe they didn't move on and improve their earning potential, whether it was through education or moving up in the company. I mean, you can't expect to flip burgers for 30 years and have money to retire. I'm sorry. That's just, to me, that's just ludicrous. That's silly. That's like the worried about what the minimum wage is. Nobody pays minimum wage, and nobody expects to be able to raise a family on a minimum wage. That's just ridiculous.
Hey, Tom, have you ever... I was in Madison over the weekend, and I drove past a McDonald's, $12 an hour starting. Now, you know, there are many people. Everybody's not capable, Tom, of doing what you have done and others have done. Everybody doesn't have the same mental capacity as everybody. Everybody's not the same. And so what may have been, you know, capable and easy for you, it's not capable and easy for someone else. And let's stop talking like everybody can move up in you know, business. As a matter of fact, less and less opportunities to move up in business exist today. I'll give you the last of it.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with all the forgiveness of student loans. You've got people out here that have 8 more years education than what I do, but they only go to school for 3 or 4 hours a day because, oh my gosh, they're tired or they're stressed or they're overworked. Put on a helmet and make it happen. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, I'm going to let you respond to what he said about the students going to school for 4 hours a day.
Well, I mean, it's just the typical pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality that everyone, well, I did it, so that means everyone else can do it. It's just, I don't know. It's an ignorance of other people's struggles and the condition of what the economy looks like for young people right now. And yeah, I don't even know where to completely go because I don't know. I just feel like it's a misguided opinion.
But you know what? He's not alone in that assessment. And it's the reason we are where we are now, because there's so many people who feel it. Let me read these texts quickly. Okay, Tom, then where are the jobs? Tom is ridiculous. Full-time school and college is 4 hours a day, Tom. You know, more and more and more people just can't feel the pain of their fellow man. And so somehow, well, you said that, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, put on a helmet. Tom, I agree with you. You know, I'm a blue-collar guy. And so blue-collar people who have trades make a lot of money. Everybody's not a tradesperson. So if you're, you know, fortunate to live in that reality, God bless you. Mike, I'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry.
Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Skin.
Run, but you sure can't hide.
And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
the only person talking about love now, brother, is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminution, obligation to my nation.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I've highlighted the Great Temptations this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Then I was talking about before, you know, the short break about Social Security and Medicare. Here's another foot shoe that's getting ready to drop on people who can least afford it. It is still so heartbreaking that we have people who can't understand and can't feel compassion for their fellow man. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Yeah, thanks for letting me chime in real quick. A couple of very, very important points. The U.S. economy is smoking hot. It's grown twice that of the European Union's. It's grown way better, has much lower inflation than Russia or China. It's smoking hot. But yet trickle-down is keeping all the gains. You know, we talked about this before. If we had the same tax rate today as we had in 1980, each middle-class worker would be earning $38,000 more per year. That's creates quite a cushion, quite a nice little savings rainy day fund. But the problem is, since 1980, the gains, economic gains, have all been taken by the top tier people and groups. That's the reason why. Yeah, sure. There's always a few, you know, success stories here and there, and there should be. All of us feel strong about work ethics, and you shouldn't, you know, you should be required, you know, to work hard and good things will come and achieve the American dream. But again, when the trickle down is yet to occur, it's stifling the smaller, you know, the younger people from starting a new life. There's all kinds of problems here. But if we had equity in our tax laws, we would not have many of these problems. Tent cities across America. Many of those young guys and women are working adults. They just can't afford it. We have a broken economy. We have yet to deal with the fact that trickle down is still like a cancer that's destroying our country.
You know, Mike,
it needs to be dealt with.
You know, Mike, man, you're just so on point with your assessments, and I say it is because you and I have lived before these things happened, right? We lived at a time before those tax changes were put in place, and because of all these major tax cuts for the wealthy and for corporations, it's ushered in what people are dealing with, and you know, unless you've lived during the era prior to all of that, then you really don't understand what has transpired, Mike. And yet, you know, you can read it in a book, but if you've lived before it happened, then you saw it. And you know that those decisions that were made were done intentionally, Mike. And so they've created this damage to the American people. And they should be made to fix it. It can be fixed. It can be fixed by taking back what they took from the American people and giving the profits, and it's almost like the spoils of war, you know, that they've taken. And they didn't take it, Mike, themselves. They didn't physically take it. But politicians that they didn't elect, but we elected, made those changes necessary for the corporations to do what they've done, and they've certainly responded to the people on top. It's time that the people we elect respond to the people in the middle and on the bottom. Mike, you say what?
Absolutely, it's not normal. These politics that we're seeing, really since corporations became people and money became speech. That has completely altered the course for America. We've seen it. Infrastructure is no longer a primary concern. Education is no longer a concern. It's everything's driven by the bottom line dollar. And that's very unfortunate. And we need to deal with this. We can't continue to sweep it under the carpet because it will potentially be the death to America.
Hey, Mike, well said as always. Thank you very much as always. You know, today's show, I had no plans to really, you know, take the show where it went. But when I read about Social Security and Medicare, they're talking about we can't afford it now, and it's time for the politicians to really address it. Yes, they have kicked the can down the road. And yes, for Republicans to say our debt is so high that we have to cut Social Security and Medicare, I'm not buying that, man. Cut the military budget first. That's where you cut. You don't cut the safety net for people, for Americans, who are Americans, and in many instances, through no fault of their own, have fallen behind. I started the show talking about the American dream and how it's gone. The people didn't voluntarily say we don't want to participate in the American dream. It was taken away from them. If we don't do something to fight back, they're going to take away Social Security and Medicare. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always, for ushering me through. Up next, Jane Madnair, Madnair on Air, and Greg Bach. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you tomorrow. My co-host Sandy Williams will be joining me.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is National Endangered Species Day, so we'll discuss the hostile habitat for a particularly rare species, the moderate Republican politician.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.